From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, James Dobson, the conservative evangelical talk show host, blasted presidential candidate Barack Obama on his radio program. He said Obama distorts the gospel and the Constitution. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
2 years ago, Senator Barack Obama sent a rallying cry to liberal Christians. You too, he said, have something to contribute to politics. You cannot cede the ground to religious conservatives. He said there are many ways to interpret the Bible.
Would it be James Dobson's or Al Sharpton's? Which passages of Scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay? And that eating shellfish is an abomination?
Today, James Dobson took exception to that speech.
I think he's deliberately distorting the traditional understanding of the Bible to fit his own worldview, his own confused theology.
Dobson was speaking on this morning's Focus on the Family radio program. For 18 minutes, Dobson excoriated Obama for his political stance, especially Obama's belief that a politician must take into account a variety of views on moral issues.
Now, that is a fruitcake interpretation of the Constitution. This is why we have elections, to support what we believe to be wise and moral. We don't have to go to the lowest common denominator of morality, which is what he is suggesting.
Sean Casey, who advises Obama on religious issues, argues that the candidate's view is a mainstream interpretation of the Constitution. He says Dobson's criticism is not really about theology. Casey says Dobson is frustrated that Republicans chose John McCain as their nominee, a man that Dobson has said publicly he will not vote for.
And I think on the other hand, he's frustrated that Senator Obama's outreach to evangelicals seems to be getting some traction at the grassroots level as well as among a number of prominent evangelical leaders.
Earlier this month, for example, Obama met with more than a dozen evangelical leaders, including Franklin Graham and T.D. Jakes. Several said they walked away impressed with Obama's faith. And polls suggest that many younger, moderate evangelicals are interested in Obama. Michael Cromedy, an evangelical and vice president at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, sees in Dobson's words a political signal.
It's the beginning of what we might call the religion wars in the 2008 campaign.
Cromedy says Dobson's criticism is unlikely to keep his listeners from voting for Obama. They weren't going to anyway.
But it should at least concern the Obama campaign that one of the leading leaders of the religious conservative movement in America, who has a huge and vast mailing list and a radio program, has sort of been awakened from his slumber.
And is now aggressively campaigning against Obama and perhaps mobilizing the conservative vote. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. One of the largest surveys of Americans about their religious beliefs finds that a majority of Americans are not dogmatic about their faith. In fact, almost three-quarters of believers say there are many ways to eternal life. Researchers at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life surveyed some 35,000 Americans. They wanted to learn how religious beliefs affect behavior and political attitudes. Joining us with some of the results from the survey is Greg Smith, one of the survey's principal authors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a majority of respondents to your survey said they believe there can be more than one way to interpret their own faith, and also more than one way to eternal life. Did that surprise you?
I'll tell you, one of the things that was most striking to me in addition to that is not just the large numbers of people who say that, but the consistency with which people across a wide variety of religious traditions take that point of view.
Even white evangelicals, because this is a group that's generally portrayed as being pretty dogmatic.
That's exactly right. Even among evangelicals, majorities take this point of view, 57% saying many religions can lead to eternal life, and 53% saying that there's more than one true way to interpret the teachings of their own religion, and that does hold true even for white members of evangelical denominations.
92% of the people you surveyed said they believe in God, and when you probe that, what do they mean when they say that? What kind of a God do they believe in?
Well, the thing that's interesting is that if you scratch just below the surface, you find a considerable degree of diversity in the nature of people's beliefs about God, as well as in the certainty with which they hold those beliefs. When we asked people if they believed in God, we then followed up and asked people who told us, yes, they do believe in God, both about how they think about God. Do they think of God as a person or as an impersonal force? And we ask them how certain they are about the existence of God. Are they absolutely certain, fairly certain, or less certain?
And what'd you find?
Well, only about half of the public expresses certain belief in a personal God. The remaining half of the public either believes that God is an impersonal force or is less than absolutely certain that God exists or doesn't believe in God at all.
Hmm. And what did you find when you looked at religion and politics? There's sort of an alignment between increasing religiousness and political conservatism. Is that right?
I think that's fair to say. The link between religion and politics is multifaceted, both religious affiliation, the group to which one belongs, but also religious commitment. Various measures of how religious someone is are linked with people's social and political views. When it comes to affiliation, the survey finds that Mormon and evangelicals are among the most conservative and Republican groups in the population, while Jews and Buddhists, Hindus, and the unaffiliated group, those people who say they're not a part of any religion at all, are the groups that tend to be the most politically liberal. Religious commitment, too, as measured by frequency of church attendance and frequency of prayer and level of certainty about belief in God, are also linked with political views, especially on some of the hot-button social issues like abortion and homosexuality, where higher levels of religious commitment are associated with higher levels of conservatism across a variety of religious traditions.
You know, you mentioned Buddhism in passing, and one of the really interesting things to me in the survey was the fact that two-fifths of Americans say they meditate at least once a week, and that is not limited to Buddhists. It also includes roughly half of evangelical Protestants and Muslims.
Yes, we were struck by that as well. We weren't surprised to find that prayer is a very common practice among Americans, with about 6 in 10 saying they pray every day. But the large number of people saying that they meditate was striking to us because this isn't something that is restricted to Eastern religions or alternative religions. It really is quite commonplace even among the larger Christian traditions in the United States. And it suggests that meditation is an important part of Christian religious practice.
Greg Smith is a research fellow at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life and lead author of the new study on religion in America. He joined us from his home in Virginia. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, looking back at the life and times of George Carlin with fellow comic Joan Rivers.
George Carlin liked to make fun of religious dogma. Religion is a central part of most Americans' lives. A major survey out today from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life finds that 92% of Americans believe in God or a universal spirit. Three-quarters say they pray at least once a week. John Green is one of the study's authors, and he's here now. And you interviewed more than 35,000 adults in both English and Spanish. What are you trying to determine with this study?
Well, this is a very large study. It's large in two ways. One is we interviewed a very large number of Americans. Also, we asked them a very large number of religion questions. And the idea was to be able to look at the diversity of American religion, to look at small groups like Buddhists and Muslims, and also the different kinds of groups within the large Christian community, such as Protestants and Catholics. So the idea of the study is to be able to look at this in great detail and with considerable precision.
And what surprised you most about your findings?
Well, a couple of things. One was just the sheer diversity of American religious life. We always anticipated diversity. That's why we did this big study. But even we were stunned by the variety of religious affiliations, beliefs, and practices. But another thing seemed to surprise us a great deal, and that is the non-dogmatic character of most people's attitudes towards their faith. For instance, among Americans who had a religious affiliation, 7 out of 10 told us that they believed that many faiths could lead to eternal life, as opposed to just their religion being the one true faith.
And did you ask them any questions about how their religion affects their perception of public life in terms of politics and policy, those kinds of questions?
Oh, yes, we did. And in fact, one of the parts of the report is to try to relate this religious diversity to views on social and political values. And there we found an amazing amount of diversity as well. Some of the findings are quite straightforward. For instance, people with very traditional religious beliefs and practices tend to have more conservative views on politics, particularly on issues like abortion and homosexuality. We found that a lot of Americans, however, were very comfortable being people of faith living in a modern, diverse society. And we also found something like a consensus on issues like aiding the poor and protecting the environment, that a large percentages of all the major traditions tended to favor those kinds of policies.
And is America still mainly a Christian country?
Well, overall, most Americans are Christians of one kind or another. The variety of Christians in the United States is enormous. So to simply label someone as a Christian is not to tell you very much about them, because there are many different kinds of Christians.
Now, what about the ascendancy of evangelical religion? Is that on the rise?
Yes, it does appear to be. The members of evangelical Protestant churches are growing. Many of the large denominations continue to expand. But the real growth area among evangelicals is in non-denominational churches, and many of them the large mega churches that we hear about in the suburban parts of the United States. The impact of evangelicalism is not just the sheer number of people in evangelical congregations. It's also the impact of their ideas and their style of religiosity, a very informal style that puts a great emphasis on individual beliefs and individual commitments. And that evangelical style has influenced many of the religious communities in the United States.
And when you say it affects people's ideas and people's attitudes, are you talking politically or in terms of religion?
Well, really both ways. I think there's an impact on people's religion in terms of style, in terms of beliefs. There's also been some impact on politics as well. Something that's come with that has been an emphasis on the social issues, on cultural questions such as abortion. But the evangelical community itself is becoming more diverse. One of the results of its growth is that it has more different kinds of people within its boundaries now. And we see some changes on issues like the environment, on questions of the economy and foreign policy that would not have been common a generation ago.
John Green is one of the authors of a new study out today from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. John Green, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.